USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on coronavirus in a moment, but breaking news for NFL fans. The New England Patriots quarterback for the past 20 years, Tom Brady, has said on Instagram today he's leaving that team. He did not say what team he's signing on with, but he did indicate he is leaving New England. Now to the latest on the coronavirus, as new guidelines from the White House Coronavirus Task Force are recommending that people stay away from any gathering of more than 10 people, and older people are especially warned as they're at increased risk of contracting the virus. Today was supposed to be primary balloting day in four states. Arizona, Florida, and Illinois are going forward, but Ohio is on the list as well. Now state officials have called off that primary because of concerns about the outbreak. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Trump administration recommending that bars, restaurants, movie theaters, gyms, and other businesses close because of the spread of coronavirus. In some states, governors are ordering such closings, such as in Maryland, where Governor Larry Hogan has ordered such businesses to close for at least the next few weeks, although that could change, according to Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski.
This is a serious crisis that we need to take seriously, and so I think that there will be more adjustments made daily, if not hourly, as we continue to move forward into what's ahead.
The U.S. Senate's expected to take up a sweeping coronavirus relief bill that was approved by the U.S. House last week. In the meantime, the White House is hoping to send Congress an even larger economic stimulus bill because of the virus. The government saying this morning retail sales dropped last month by 0.5%, the biggest one-month decline since December 2018. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has confirmed that the Tokyo Olympics are going to go forward as planned, despite the coronavirus pandemic. While addressing reporters a short time ago, Abe said he has secured support from other G7 nations to proceed with the game so that they serve as evidence that the world will, in his words, conquer COVID-19. Now, in a separate interview, Japan's minister for the Olympics reiterated that Tokyo is determined to continue with the event, working closely with the International Olympic Committee and the World Health Organization. Here at home, AMC theaters closing all of their locations for 6 to 12 weeks because of the pandemic, the chain announcing that decision after governors of at least a dozen states ordered theaters to close anyway, and the CDC issued strict guidelines limiting public gatherings. AMC is the biggest theater circuit in the nation. It was hoping to stay open by limiting theaters to 50% of their normal capacity, but once the CDC cut its recommended limit on gatherings to just 10 people, they made the shutdown decision. It affects all 634 AMC theaters across the United States and Canada. Well, especially if you're home self-isolating, check us out online. You can find us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.